This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Record-setting virus.
The numbers are moving in the wrong direction for us.
Reopening Disney World.
I think it's like pouring gasoline on a fire.
Fast-moving tropical storm.
The biggest impact is going to be heavy, heavy rain.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For the sixth time in 10 days, another high for coronavirus cases in this country. Over 60,000. California, Texas, and Florida have just recorded their highest daily death tolls. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
The COVID-19 virus in the city, quite frankly in the state, is out of control. And what we do today and over the next few weeks is critical to getting this virus back in a manageable state.
More states are rethinking reopening plans. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey.
There's a new executive order that will limit indoor dining to less than 50% occupancy.
Here's CBS's Maria Villarreal.
More than 2,000 Arizonans have died, including 65-year-old Mark Oquiza. His daughter, Kristen, wrote a letter to the governor saying his decision to lift the stay-at-home order in May gave her father a false sense of security.
Why was it important for you to call the governor out?
Folks in times of crisis turn to our leaders to send clear messages about what to do. I believe that my father was robbed of life and that his death was preventable.
Nevada's governor has ordered new bar and restaurant restrictions. In Massachusetts, casinos are reopening, but officials are placing their bets on safety.
We're allowing 3 customers, not 6, to play at table games like this. This is blackjack.
From Orlando, CBS's David Begno says Disney World's coming back to life.
Hey, here we are.
For Lindsay Holmes, Thursday's return to Walt Disney World was pure magic. She says the crowds were thin and the park employees were strictly enforcing new rules on social distancing and wearing a mask.
I felt very safe being there. It was a fantastic experience.
Not everyone is comfortable with the new Disney experience. Concerns about Florida's accelerating outbreak prompted the Actors Equity Association, a union that represents roughly 750 Disney World cast members, to ask Disney to provide coronavirus tests for its members.
You can't really wear personal protective equipment when you're an actor.
The union says after they made that request, Disney rescinded their call to bring the members back.
Advocates for workers have filed a federal civil rights complaint against the meat processing companies Tyson and JBS, accusing them of engaging in racial discrimination during the pandemic. Familiar language from President Trump reacting to the Supreme Court decision giving New York City prosecutors the green light to get his business and tax records in a criminal investigation.
This is a political witch hunt, the likes of which nobody's ever seen before.
President Trump's former lawyer is now back in a federal prison, as we hear from CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In a statement, the Bureau of Prison says Michael Cohen refused the conditions of his home confinement. Cohen was recently spotted at a Manhattan restaurant, but his attorney says prison officials also demanded that Cohen refrain from contacting news organizations or posting on social media. Cohen was jailed last year for violating campaign finance laws and lying to Congress. Due to COVID outbreaks in the federal prisons, Cohen was granted a furlough in late May.
Newly released audio and video tells some of the story after police in Louisville, Kentucky, shot and killed Breonna Taylor in her home back in March. The death of the black EMT sparked protests and the firing of an officer. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Police claim they had a no-knock warrant for Taylor's home because of a drug investigation. But the lead officer, Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly, told investigators in a newly released audio interview that on the night of the deadly shooting, officers did knock on Taylor's door.
Our intent was to give her plenty of time to come to the door because they said she was probably there alone.
But she wasn't. Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, a licensed gun owner, fired one shot, striking Mattingly in the leg. But in Walker's interview, he claims officers did not announce themselves, and he thought they were intruders.
Back in June in Southern California, the hanging death of a black man was alleged to be a lynching by some who knew 24-year-old Robert Fuller. Now, after an investigation, his death has been ruled a suicide. Police say they uncovered a history of mental illness and suicidal behavior. Tropical storm Faye, which formed just yesterday, is moving fast and closing in on land with top sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says it'll be a northeast rainmaker that could cause flash flooding.
From about the Delaware beaches up into coastal New England, think of this as sort of a weak to middling nor'easter, what you would get in the winter. The only difference that we have with this is because it's warmer and because it's got some tropical characteristics, it is possible in the northeast section of the storm to get some waterspouts and maybe some quick spin-up tornadoes.
Authorities in Southern California say Glee actress Naya Rivera is believed to have drowned in a lake where she was boating with her 4-year-old son.
He gave enough information to investigators to conclude that his mother never made it out of the water.
Sheriff Sergeant Kevin Donahue says the search for Rivera's body will continue today. For the first time, a woman has graduated from the Army's Elite Special Forces and will join the previously all-male Green Berets. Military analyst Jeff McCausland.
This is a landmark moment as the Green Berets were one of the last assignments in the Army without women. Currently, roughly 70,000 of the 470,000 active duty soldiers in the Army today are women.
The woman's identity hasn't been released. She is a member of the National Guard. Two other women are currently in the Special Forces course. Well, pandemic reality is starting to set in for the people who run college football.
The Ivy League has already canceled its college football season. Now the Big Ten Conference says it's only playing within its conference. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith.
If we can get in 6 games for our kids, I'm going to be jacked. If we can get in 8 games, I'll be highly enthusiastic.
But Smith says that would be a best-case scenario.
I've lost my optimism. I'm concerned about whether or not we actually are going to play.
Peter King, CBS News.
A Rhode Island man who boasted he was the world's greatest counterfeiter has died.
Reports say that Louis the Coin Colavecchio died this week in hospice care, just weeks after his release from his latest prison sentence. The North Providence native was infamously banned at nearly every casino in America for counterfeiting gambling tokens. He was released from federal prison in North Carolina in late May after being sentenced to 15 months for producing counterfeit $100 bills last year. Colavecchio is 78. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
The apparent suicide death of the mayor has stunned a lot of people in Seoul, South Korea. Park Won-soon left a will saying he was sorry to all people. Park was at the center of an investigation and had been accused of sexual harassment by one of his former secretaries. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 10th of July, the broadcast produced by Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.